Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai to the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don crashed early today, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergency ministry said the Boeing 737 operated by the Dubai-based budget carrier Fly Dubai had a passenger list including 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children, most of whom were Russian. A spokesperson for Fly Dubai addressed the media, expressing the airline's shock and concern for the families of those lost.
Our primary concern is for the passenger and the crew involved at this stage. Everyone in our company is in deep shock, and our hearts go out to all loved ones of those involved.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said providing assistance to the relatives of the families is a priority. Russia's investigative committee says it believes human error, bad weather, or a technical failure may have contributed to the crash. The flight recorders have already been recovered. The top suspects in the terror attacks on Paris last year were discharged from a hospital in Brussels today and will face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, the French interior minister called the capture of 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. Abdeslam and a suspected accomplice were shot as they were captured by police on Friday. Sven Marie is Abdeslam's lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
This is VOA News.